The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back, guys. Listen, it's almost Leo season, okay? So happy early birthday to the... What the heck was that? Yeah. You at least got a lion voice.
Happy early birthday to us, Pete. Happy early birthday. We only have a couple weeks left.
I know. It's a fun time of the year, summertime, and we're getting early August. Anyways, so it's that theme, or in that theme. Today, we thought we'd have a really incredible, special, on-brand guest, if you will, join us on the pod. And that guest is the one, the only. How cool is this name? Lisa Stardust is joining us on the pod.
I feel like that should be the name of a TV show.
Right? That's just like, wow, what
Lisa
a name.
Lisa Stardust.
She's a New York City-based astrologer. She's a tarot card reader, energy healer, and two-time best-selling author. She is the resident astrologer at the Today Show and astrology columnist for Teen Vogue, Cosmopolitan, and Refinery 29. Lisa's been practicing astrology professionally for over 15 years and has been studying the stars all of her life. She's been known for adding her signature humor and with her work. You guys are about to get just that.
It's pretty. This is going to be a good episode, guys. We also tease with ourselves. I mean, we find out about what's our love life looking like? Where is it going?
We ask all the questions.
Me and Pete, where are we going to end up? Also, we had something fun in there. We wanted to add Nathaniel Mitchell, from the Bachelorettes, in there, and we wanted to see if he's going to find love this season. So we
get everything read to us. We gave her all of our info, birthplace, you know, social security number, credit card number. Just kidding, guys. We gave her all the pertinent information she needs to know, and we found out some cool stuff. So we're excited to share it with you.
It's actually really funny. Let's get it. Lisa, welcome on the podcast. How are we doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here with two Leos during Leo season to talk about everything under the sun.
I love it. We're so excited. Thank you so much for coming on, Lisa. We're stoked to hear what you might have to tell us. But before we get there, for anyone who might not know, why don't you explain what astrology is?
Well, astrology basically is the study of the stars, the planets, and how they relate to us on Earth. When we look at a personal birth chart, what we're looking at is your personal map to the universe. There are no two birth charts that look the same, which means that everyone has their kind of unique cosmic DNA. Now, the both of you are two Leos, so here's a little spoiler for everyone down the episode, but I know your birth charts, but do you both feel that you're the same type of person, like 100%? Probably not, you know, more or less, like you probably like the same things or have the same aesthetic, but the way you go about relationships is a little bit different, you know? Or what you asked from your
partner. I don't
know.
Partners. We both went on reality TV to try to find love. And I don't know how that worked out for us. But we both had the same idea.
Well, that's the Leo thing. You know what I mean? Like, Leo's like love, because it rules the heart chakra. So, you know, you're always open to whatever romance the universe would bring to you.
Okay, so quick question though. You said no to... So for those that don't know, listening, yes, Dustin and I are both Leos. I'm born August 4th. Dustin's born August 5th. So we're very close. But even people that are closer, so you're saying no two people have the same chart. So even twins, identical twins born at the same time won't have it?
I mean, there could be a little bit of a difference. The rising sign could be a little bit off, and it could denote a different type of personality. So Dustin is a Leo with a Sagittarius rising, whereas you are a Leo with a Capricorn rising. So, I mean, like facially, I can sort of tell the difference just because I'm a trained astrologer, but, you know, he kind of has, you know, Dustin has a little bit of like a longer face. Like he kind of looks like, you know, like an adventurer ready to go out there. You're a Capricorn. You are a cardinal sign. You kind of have more of like a bovine type of face features, you know, smaller eyes. Those are qualities of a Capricorn rising. And like a little bit of a like more bigger rounded forehead and like a pointier chin. So, you know, we all have like different things that make us us. And I would say for Dustin, he has a Sag rising. That means that his seventh house is ruled by Gemini. So he really likes to be in communication with people he's friends with all the time. He likes to talk to his partners all the time. He likes to know all the tea. Whereas you, you're more of like a cuddly type of person, you know, because your
seventh house. I'm a huge cuddler. You're spot on with that.
Opposed to your ascendant, so it's in Cancer. So you like to do things at home with your partner, you know, like you like to go out and have fun, but like a romantic night to you is just watching TV on the couch and eating pizza by candlelight, you know, and cuddling. Whereas wow. Dustin's like, let's like tell me all about your day. Let's go to like the hippest bar and like let's like drive around the city and like, you know, make magic everywhere, you know, like and post everything on Instagram.
Dustin, you do post a lot on Instagram.
Hey, I'm the magic guy. Here we go.
Oh, you're the well, magic
this is,
man.
This is so interesting. So how can this be important for us to learn more about ourselves?
Well, because when you look at your charts, you really can sort of tell by the transits that are happening what you're inclined to do. First, for some people, they might not be like in the mood for love right now. They might be in the mood to have like a couple of flings, you know, whereas other people might want to like have the greatest romance of their lives. It's also really, astrology is really great for timing. So it can tell you what, you know, if it's the right time to take a job or maybe go on vacation, maybe take the summer off and have fun instead of, you know, hustling everywhere.
So, okay. So let's just get a little bit into the background though, of astrology. So astrology is a study of the stars, and it's essentially like your map print here of how the universe is going to have you kind of live your life. Is that,
yes.
Am I getting that correctly?
Yes.
So whenever you're born at that exact second, we gave you our time we were born, where mm-hmm. we were born in the world, and you know, month, obviously year, all that. There's an exact, if you take a snapshot, all the stars are in one location. And so you're saying that is what dictates how certain things in your life kind of play out. Is that correct?
Yeah. Like astrology is more about how you relate to the world and what you're in the mood to do. So it's really just about what you're projecting into like your relationships and into the work that you do and into every aspect of your life.
So can we go into those right now a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Where we are in our lives. I guess I'll go first. You could do me first and Peter second.
Wow. You just want to go first all the time, don't you, Dustin?
Yeah, cool. Hey, that Leo
Sag
right?
rising, he has to win.
You Sag riser.
He has to have the last word.
All right, yeah, well, that'd be great, Lisa. So we, like I said, we sent over all our info ahead of this podcast. And I guess, yeah, Dusty.
Sure. So what would you like to ask about? What is like the major question that's burning on your mind right now?
When am I going to die? No, I'm joking. I don't want that at all.
I mean, I could tell you that too, but.
No.
Could you actually?
Yeah. I had a conversation about this last night with someone, but that's kind of like a little too dark for this podcast.
No, I don't want to know. We'll keep that.
It's a little too dark for a hump day, for a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let's skip
that one.
But
let's
tell
skip
me
that one for Halloween.
Yeah, I
no,
guess.
Not even what, then. What nope.
Maybe for Halloween. I don't know. I don't know. What do you see? I mean, I'm in a relationship now. Happy, loving relationship. So I'm good on the love aspect.
I know,
aspect.
And you might have gotten into that relationship in the past 2 years, maybe last year or
yes.
something
oh,
around
good.
That time. Yeah, I'm good. I think like the most important thing for you to realize is that right now is a really big time for you to embrace your creativity. Now, I don't mean to freak you out, but okay, I think that you might be having a little bit of baby fever or thinking about that in like the recesses of your brain, just because of the energy that's happening right now. He's smiling. So that could be something that happens in the next year to year and a half.
Kat, if you're listening to this, I had no idea about this. This is all news to me as well.
I mean, it's happening. I think that like starting a family and getting married is something that you're really drawn to at this moment and being in a commitment. You know, I think that when you entered this relationship, all the eclipses were kind of drawing you towards this person. It was a very fated past life karmic connection. So it was basically, you know, like you jumped right into it, as only a Sagittarius rising would do. So I definitely think that right now it's about connecting with your family, connecting with like creativity, and also deciding if you, when you want to be a father, like what that entails and how that aligns with your journey.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wow, that does speak a lot. I'll go ahead and say, like me, like Pete knows, I'm trying to be creative with my company, Guaranteed Karma, figure out new strategies on getting people to come volunteer. And I've talked to Peter too, you know, on terms of like, what are we going to do next year living wise? And I've talked about living with my girlfriend.
Literally last night, we had a conversation. I was like, Dustin, are you leaving me? Be honest. Like, are we done after this? And you know, not to be dramatic, but no. So our lease, you know, we go through May of next year, 2023. And I was like, hey, so tell me, what's going on? And we actually got into this conversation. So it's very funny that you bring that up.
Well, it's very funny that I bring it up because I definitely think that there are going to be new opportunities for the both of you that are coming around May of that time next year. So I think like you could be taking this podcast to the next level, or you both could maybe be doing more stuff with each other, like other endeavors.
See, Pete, nothing to worry about, man. You got me to the long haul, my guy. Over here stressing and crying on my shoulder last night. I had to put this guy to bed last night, crying himself to sleep.
I know, it was rough, but no, I'm happy. Listen, man, if that's the next chapter of your life, I'm stoked. And hey, if I'm going to be an Uncle Pete here soon.
Let's not put that in the universe. I know it's already in the universe, but I don't want to have kids just quite yet. I'm down to take it slow, you know?
Well, it might happen unexpectedly, so be forewarned. Some things you can't plan.
What you're telling me is practice safe sex.
Yeah. And, you know.
Heard.
Did not think this conversation was going that way.
I definitely feel that Pete is kind of going through a little bit of the same thing. However, you know, with Pete, he's really more or less focusing on more creative ways to incorporate into like the work that he does. So I do think that there are a lot of endeavors and projects that are on their way for both of you and that you will both be working together on in the near future. Now, for Pete, you know, it's interesting because his moon is in Gemini, which falls in Dustin's seventh house. So that's the house of like partners and contracts. So I definitely feel that you both are kindred spirits who will work together for a long time. You're meant to be professional partners. So in terms of what's going on with you a little bit, I think that there's been a lot of confusion about like kinds of like the next steps and where you're going. Right now, I think you're just really more about kind of, you know, like having fun. Are you in a relationship?
I am not in a relationship.
I definitely feel that there's someone coming and this is going to be a really serious relationship. I think that you'll definitely be in a serious commitment by the end of the fall.
He's been dreaming of this
for
a minute. Fair. He's Dustin, always
don't
telling
go
me,
embarrass me here. Come on.
He's like, bro, just like New York in the fall, the weather, like a nice little.
I mean, is there a better time to date someone in New York City than the fall? I don't know.
Autumn in New York, you know.
So you see a serious relationship coming, and this fall time.
Yeah, I see a serious relationship. I definitely think that there's a move. You might be moving sometime soon.
Really?
Or you are thinking about moving. Not really sure if you've moved. Because, you know, Jupiter, which is a big planet of expansion, it's in your fourth house of home. Mm-hmm. So that's all about kind of wanting more space, you know, like at home. Wanting like a bigger place to kind of do your activities and to take care of everything. So I definitely think that you're looking towards, like I said, like the next step, like maybe a bigger space or maybe even, you know, spending more time with your family. Yeah. Can't we all?
Pete, I didn't know I was cramping your style, my guy. Jesus. You just could
have told me. Are you guys roommates? So maybe he moves in with his girlfriend and then you find your dream place with your new girlfriend.
Wow. He loves it. Yeah, don't stop, Lisa. This is great. This is great info. We're going on 2 years now in New York. Dustin and I were talking about this last night. I came out to New York before Dustin, but originally I was like, I want to do this for like a year or two. So we're getting up to that 2 year point. So I'm not saying I want to leave New York yet, but I have kind of thought, all right, what's next? Where's the next spot here? Possibly maybe, you know, LA, who knows, back home. But so it's interesting, again, that you bring that up as well, because there's definitely some validity to that.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell everyone what's going on in their mind, whether they like it or not. It's really hard for me to date because I always know when people are lying to me. What did you do last night? I know you're lying. I know where you were.
Well, let's talk about this. How did you get into all this? And did you have like a certain gift that you kind of...
I guess I always was really like sensitive and intuitive, but I also grew up in a very new age type of family. And, you know, my grandmother practiced Santeria. My great grandmother read tarot cards. So my dad's family are Kabbalistic healers. So I always was always interested in, you know, astrology. The first job I wanted to have when I was in second grade was to be a gemologist when everyone wanted to be doctors. And that's sort of studying gems and crystals. So I've always been interested in it, you know, I never was not. And then one day I just realized that I really like helping people and being part of their journeys and giving them insight. And I've helped so many people. And that's really the most rewarding part of my job.
That's awesome. I love that.
That's incredible. I feel like, yeah, I mean, you, what an amazing gift, I guess, to just be able to show people, you know, maybe a side about themselves that they don't even know is there or is coming. Or that's got to be really rewarding to be kind of in that position.
I mean, I've helped a lot of people through like a lot of really dark places in their lives. And that's been the most rewarding thing for me, where I've, you know, that expression, I've heard it all. I literally have heard it all. And not just from, you know, regular people, from celebrities, from a lot of different people who are all going through the same thing. And just to offer insight and when things get better and to see people evolve and to transform and live their best lives, that's probably really the most rewarding part of this.
Lisa, I have another question. Can you do one more chart, possibly?
Sure.
Or does it take time?
It's fine. I can do it right now on my phone.
Ooh.
My buddy Nate, that I, you know, grew up with in Southern Illinois, he is now our buddy. Peter's good buddy too. They're actually a lot alike. It's kind of scary. But anyways, he's on the show The Bachelorette right now. And he just had a great episode, a one-on-one time. I'm kind of curious because he hasn't told me much. Is love in his future? Is it not?
Watch,
I think this could
Lisa
be really
crack
cool.
This right now for all you listening.
Let's see.
We don't want to be
What's
spoiled
his birth
here.
Date?
What's
when
that?
When's his birth date?
January 15th. He told me he was born sometime in the morning. He didn't exactly know. And he was born in 1989. And I don't know where.
You know, my mom's going to be so happy that I did this. She's an avid Bachelor watcher.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. And all of my friends. I actually have a lot of astrology meme accounts about The Bachelor.
I have seen some of that.
And he was born in Joliet, Illinois.
So I do feel that there is something coming his way. I just think that right now, he's going through a lot of transformational things that are probably at the forefront of his mind, just because Pluto connects with his sun. So I would say that love is coming. To give you a precise time, I want to say that I feel like it's going to come next year, though, unfortunately.
Next year.
Like true love, not right now. Just because we look for some hard aspects for to Venus, the planet of love, and he's going to be getting those soon. But, you know, he does want a partner so right now. So I do think that he could have a few flings, you know, why not have fun? But his ideal person will be coming next year.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. I'm going to have to pass this on to him and see what he thinks.
I always say to people, like, date around, have fun. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Right. No, for sure.
That's true. So is it possible for him to, like, think he's in love, but he just doesn't know that he's not yet, or?
I mean, he's having Jupiter squaring his Venus right now. So Jupiter is a really expansive planet, and Venus is a planet of love. So that makes you feel like you're, like, in it to win it. But then it's like, you realize as soon as a transit passed that you're like, oh, well, that was just like the transit. I don't know how I feel right now. Or like Mariah Carey, the person, you're like, I don't know them. You know?
All right. That's so interesting. I love that.
It's a fleeting thing, but he's going to have a few passes because, you know, this aspect retrogrades, it goes backwards, it moves forward. So he'll have a few passes, you know, a few flings with the same person probably.
All right. I think you just gave us a huge spoiler.
I think we got a huge spoiler. So are you able to like watch, do you watch the show by any chance? The Bachelor, Bachelorette?
Yeah, I've watched The Bachelor, yes.
Are you able to like predict or kind of like see or feel right away just from like, I guess maybe you'd have to look up their all their birth stuff and their birth signs, but have you ever done that? I'm curious.
I mean, the first Bachelorette, I knew that she was, I just intuitively knew who she was going to end up with.
Yeah.
I just had a feeling just from the beginning. I remember in the first episode, but I think I can just intuitively tell who they're going to end up with just because I pay attention to like a lot of other things, you know, like the way they talk to people, their body language. So you kind of can tell who's feeling who and who's not feeling who.
All right. So I have a question, yeah. Lisa. So you said earlier here, it's looking like stars are aligning to find someone, meet someone very special, very serious here. Fall time. Can you tell me anything about her? Anything, what she's like, or
I think you might end up with a Virgo, like a Virgo with some water in their chart, or someone who has a lot of earth.
And what
in their
does that
chart.
Mean?
I think you're just looking for someone to balance out your fire energy. I mean, you do have a lot of earth in your chart, so I think you're kind of looking for. I mean, you like a certain type. Both of you have types, by the way. Just FYI.
Wait, can we dig deep with that? Can we have you disclose that?
Sure. I mean,
do your type, Pete.
Yeah, what's my type?
I think you kind of like earthier, kind of like girls that are like outdoorsy, maybe like people that are just like undramatic. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like they're like tender. They have a very like soft emotional side. You know, yep. Like there's a card in the tarot deck called the Queen of Discs, and she's the queen of all earth. So you kind of, you know, you want someone who will like cook dinner with you from scratch, someone who you can, you know, have like a banter with, you know, but also someone who, you know, doesn't, you don't argue, you know, like you don't, you're not an arguer.
No.
I think you would rather just like let someone win an argument and fight back with them. Now, Dustin's type is a mercurial person. You know, he likes someone who is very communicative, someone who's very, you know, Venus is in his seventh house in Gemini. So someone who does a lot of things, maybe someone who very social butterfly, you know, you like a scene star, basically, if that's true. You're like someone who knows like the scene.
Like, how well does Kat know the scene, huh?
Kat knows the scene. She's taken me to so many restaurants when we first met here in New York. So
she's taking me all around the world, man.
She took me, but I paid. Just
I mean, yeah. I mean, you like someone who, you know, like I would say when we talk about the archetype of what a Gemini is, sort of, you know, someone who's very flexible, someone who, you know, lets you take the lead, but also because you're a Leo and Leos like to take the lead, someone who you're proud to have on your arm. Like Leos have a thing that they will only date people who they like to show off to the world. So we call it Leo arm candy. So it's like, doesn't matter what the connection is, you have to be really proud of the person that you're dating. So when you're walking the red carpet, you could be like, oh, this is my girlfriend. Like, she invented like the camera. I don't know. You know what I mean? That's how Leos date. They like to date people that, you know, have a little bit of the cachet, people who they can marvel at.
That's so true.
Damn.
You look stumped, man.
No,
I
honestly, a lot of that was spot on there of my type. I'm excited to just the excitement going here. This is
the one thing I want to say to Pete though is that you have to be a little bit less selfish when it comes to love and a little bit more giving. So what I want you to do is to put for everything that you want in the relationship, give your partner the equal of that. Does that make sense? So
absolutely.
Instead of taking, like, you have to like give as well. So that's something that is something that, you know, is in your chart to work on. So
okay.
Take notes, Pete. Take notes.
I have been.
Lisa, all right. Let's talk about this new book you have.
Well, it's a love deck. So we're talking about love. And the love deck is basically a 70-card deck, and they're like oracle cards, but it teaches you more about astrology and the zodiac signs and love, your personal mantras, basically things for self-love, self-care, self-esteem, crystals you should use to basically ignite love, the chakras and love, how to cleanse and heal your chakras, magical spells to find love for self-love and to make someone stay in love with you or fall in love with you.
Oh, I love this. Speaking on this, and you definitely got to tell us where we can get that too, but...
Oh, everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon, yeah.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
You'll have to share that link with us so we could share it with our listeners. But I had another question. So you said like a cleanse. So I remember walking down in the city and you see these shops that will cleanse your aura, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that possible to do without going into those shops? Can you do it yourself?
I would never go to one of those stores.
why is that?
Because you don't know what you're getting, and a lot of people can be scammers. So there are ways to cleanse your aura. By the way, BTW, if you're looking for a fun date, guys, you should take your dates to get your aura photos taken in Chinatown or in Flushing, Queens, because they interpret your aura and they interpret your energy, and it's fun to do, you know? So you
That's
can
actually
see all the colors.
That's actually an incredible date idea. I love that.
Peter, you want to go on a date?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys should do it. I can interpret your auras on the show the next time. So basically, shoot. I can do everything. Yeah. So
yeah, what can't you do, Lisa?
I mean, I've been doing this since I was like eight or six years old. So
how does this work? Let me ask you this for your love life. Does this work as well and as accurately for you?
I mean, people who can't do teach, people who can't teach, teach gym. I always make that joke. How like, you know, I'm in a relationship that's like constantly, it's Taurus. Dating a Taurus, it's like, you know, the movie Groundhog's Day. You have the same argument every single day because Tauruses are very stubborn and inflexible.
Oh my God.
It's sort of like that, but yes, but yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of the times I really try not to use astrology and tarot to find out information because I consider that astrological spying where that's not really fair, you know, but I mean, we all do it sometimes, you know, if someone's lying to us, like we need to know the tea, you know, but.
Right. But not all of us can just like real quick read a card or something.
Oh,
you know? I mean, have the advantage there.
I know. And I'm always like, it's funny because, you know, like people, even, you know, my mother, she's a Pisces. So she's like, that's not what happened. I'm like, I think you're lying. I did a horary chart and I pulled a tarot card. I know you're lying to me about something stupid. But anyways, to get back to cleansing the auras, what you could do to cleanse your aura is you literally can just take Epsom salt and put it in a bath and take a bath with Epsom salt in it. Or scrub your body with Epsom salt in a shower, and that cleanses your aura.
Boom.
So that's it, you know, or you can even use like, some people like to use like the inside of a lemon with Epsom salt and use it kind of like a sponge. Some people like to make, you know, use cinnamon, mint, Epsom salt. Some people use Florida water, a dash of white rum, Epsom salt with a little milk optional. Or some people use a raw egg, which is called an Olympia, to cleanse their energy. So you just roll the egg, a raw egg, all around your body and you throw it out when you're done.
Everything you said before the raw egg, I mean, I think my girlfriend will eat me up if I do all that.
Oh,
that
no,
sounds
but
delicious.
The raw egg is like, it's just a cold egg, you know, like you don't crack it or anything.
Oh.
You just roll it like around like your chakras and that kind of cleanses it. But you know, you should make her, you know, you can make a bath with like cinnamon, mint, rose petals. That's a really, an Epsom salt. That's a really good one for love, with Florida water. That's, you know, all the things that we use for love, cinnamon and roses.
Can I ask you Epsom something salt. Here on love?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm curious, why do some people find that true, beautiful, pure, kind of like once in a lifetime type love that I feel like not everybody gets? And I know that's kind of sad to say, but I feel like, you know, that you see certain couples that like that their love is like, it's what you dream of, what you wish you could find, right? But not everyone is fortunate to get that. And a lot of people are kind of just, whether it's complacency or they really like the person, they're really comfortable, but it's just, they might be in love, but it's not the same. What is it about people that get attracted to find that insane love that is like what everyone strives for?
Well, I have three answers in order. Number one is timing, when you're ready for it. And that's what astrology can show us. I see that more so than anything, that people are just really ready to focus on love and focus on a relationship as opposed to work at that time in their lives. Another thing would be, you know, getting your chakras cleansed isn't a bad thing. You know, you can always get a rose quartz and put it on your heart chakra for 15 minutes while you're laying down, you know, or put it in the bathtub, you know. I mean, there are things that you can do to open up your heart chakra more too.
What is this? You know what this?
What is this? Crystal I can't is? See. What color is it?
Your screen's blurry, Pete.
It's like a purplish, green, clear, dark purple hints, light purple. Some light green.
Oh, I think that could be rainbow quartz or fluorite or rainbow fluorite.
Okay.
So those are really like enhancer crystals. So I would say like if you're using another crystal, you could use that with it. So like if you're looking for love, I would say maybe a rose quartz crystal would be really good to put on your heart chakra, or amethyst. People like amethyst too.
Gotcha.
Because it's really protective and it kind of ushers away negative energy.
Okay. Yeah. For those that can't see that, I just showed Lisa here a crystal that was a beautiful gift we became friends on Instagram, but it's a really sweet lady that sent me it and felt like I should have it. And so I don't know too much about it, obviously, but that's what I just showed Lisa.
Yeah. I mean, those are really good if you're using other crystals because it heightens their energy.
Gotcha.
Pete, what about the other thing you have in your room, the salt lamp?
I have the salt lamp as well. You can kind of see
Himalayan salt lamps. Those are really good. You could use regular Himalayan salt in the bath or Epsom salt, depending on what you want.
Yeah, I just went to the saltiest place in the world and went to the Dead Sea in Israel a couple weeks ago and had a nice little salty bath over there.
Well, you know, there's a reason why they have salt caves everywhere now that people go to for resorts to, you know, meditate in.
Yeah, there's a bunch of resorts all around it.
Yeah.
Incredible. Thank you for answering my question there. I just was, it was curious, you know, of why certain people kind of get that, you know, and I don't feel like everyone does. And I wish everyone had that opportunity, but timing.
I mean, I think timing is the most important
chakra,
thing.
Clear, cleansing the chakras and you said there's a third? You said you had three answers. What was the third answer?
Oh, yeah. The third one would just be kind of being open to it. So I think that if you're really open to the unexpected or any possibilities and don't really have any fear or any preconceived ideas about what's going to happen and you just embrace it day by day, that's really important. So I think it's just important to live. And so many people don't do that. So
that's true.
You know, live life.
You got to live life. What are we here for anyways, right? Live it to the best. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. This has been amazing. I can't wait to share all this information with my girlfriend.
What sign is she?
She's a Taurus, and it's funny because you said it's like Groundhog's Day. Because when we do get in like an argument, I'm like, oh my gosh, we've talked about this 30,000 times. And you know, it's so, you hit it on the head. It's so funny.
Well, it's interesting. Her sun connects with your moon. So this is a very deep connection, just saying. So,
ooh, Pete's
connection.
Pete's been saying this.
Your type of person
I have been. Yeah.
Is a Taurus person. She reminds you a lot. There's something about her, you can't put your finger on it, but she expresses what you feel. And you have a lot of similar kind of like collective memories or similar tastes in things. And that's really important to you as well, because your Venus is in your seventh house. So, you know.
Holy
moly. You're not going to date someone who doesn't like the same movies as you do. So
yeah, the same, something's got to be the same. Music, movie.
Yeah.
But gosh, thank you so much. This has been awesome.
Super insightful. Awesome.
Where can our followers, listeners, follow you at or find you at?
I'm all over the place. I write the horoscopes for the Today Show and all of the astrology content. I also write the horoscopes and the practical magic column for Teen Vogue. I am the resident astrologer as well at Refinery 29. And I write for the Hood Witch as well, amongst other places. I also write for Vogue, British Vogue, Oprah Daily. And you can find me at Lisa Stardust Astro on Instagram.
You are busy. Holy smokes. That's insane.
But Gemini, I work
everyone
all the time.
Wants you. You're good at what you do. There's no doubt about that.
Sometimes. I'm just kidding.
No, this has been incredible. Seriously, thank you so much. You've instilled a lot of excitement and optimism for me. I will work on some things that you told me I should.
And I will for sure be wearing protection with my girlfriend, because I don't want a baby in the future, right? Just yet.
Well, we'll see.
Might be TMI, but that's
Uncle
funny.
Pete's hey. Ready. We'll Uncle we'll Pete's see. Ready, Dusty.
We'll see what happens. Call me in a year or two.
When you say you see someone here in the fall, you see anything me going back to anybody, or is this a new person?
Okay, so you do have, let's look at your chart. Yes. So, I mean, your Venus is retrograde, so I think you could be getting back together with someone. I think that my Venus is retrograde too. I've been dating with the same fool for like 12 years. This shit never ends. It's the same stupid shit. And you know, because you're dating a Taurus, that it's like they just answer in riddles. It's like, just fucking answer the question, where are you? It's like, where do you think I am? Like, I'm like by the sea. It's like, it's frustrating. But yeah, I do think that it could be someone from your past or a past life relationship. I think that you're more apt to marry someone who you've been with before than someone new. This will be like, it will be like the same drama over and over again. However, I do think that, you know, with the aspects that are happening, I think that, you know, by like October 25th, I feel like October 22nd is a pretty good day for love for your chart. So that's what we call a Venus star point. And that's when Venus and the sun link up, and it's a new story about love. But I think you're just going to have to set some major boundaries with this person. I don't know if they know what boundaries are. So that's something.
Oh my gosh. You are you are something, Lisa.
I know someone. This is a funny story. I have a client, and it's a famous person, and she's catfishing her famous boyfriend on social media. And I'm like, why are you doing that? And she's like, well, I want to know if he's cheating on me. And I'm like, she's like, does he know it's me? And I'm like, obviously, if he's like talking about like his girlfriend to some stranger, like he knows it's you. Like, what? You know? Damn.
Well, thank you for that, for answering that question. Just a little curious. And we shall see. You know what? We should have you back on here post a little time after October 25th and see where we stand. See if I'm an uncle and see if I've found love.
Bachelors in the City is hosted by me, Peter Weber.
And me, Dustin Kindred. This podcast is produced by Red Rock Music.
Our producer is Emma Martins, and our executive producer is Red Yoakum. Our audio engineer is Enrique Hinojosa. Subscribe and like or review wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the show on Instagram at Bachelors in the City Podcast.
Got questions for us about the show, life, or really whatever? DM at Bachelors in the City Podcast on Instagram for a chance to be a featured third roommate.
We'll catch you next time.